The House, please come to order. Will the members please show their presence by voting? Has any member failed to vote? Clerk, please take the final roll.
30 members present.
Representative Anderson.
Mr. Speaker, Representative O'Connell and Branson are excused from the call today.
The prayer today is by Pastor John Larson of the Holy Trinity Episcopal Church. Will members please rise for their prayer?
Let us pray. Almighty God, you are our constant companion and guide. Help, we pray, the members of this House as they move toward the end of this session's work to ever keep in focus their purpose to serve the people of our state. Deepen their ability and willingness to truly listen to each other. When it is in the best interest of the people, give them the humility to compromise. But help them also, when it is in the best interest of the people, to stand firm and not bend to pressure. In all things, may they follow your holy will. Amen.
Representative Martin. Representative Martin.
Mr. Speaker, I move that we put the prayer on the journal as unanimous consent.
There's no objection. The prayer will be spread on the journal. The chief clerk, please certify us corrections to the previous day's journal.
There is a correction to the journal for the 122nd day. Page 3161, last paragraph, add after Mr. Coletta's motion, there being no objection, it was so ordered. With this correction, I certify as to the correctness of the journal for the 122nd day and House Supplement number 67.
Representative Anderson.
Mr. Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent that the journal for the 122nd day as corrected and House Journal Supplement number 67 be approved as certified by the Chief Clerk.
There's no objection. The journal and the journal supplement will stand approved. Are there guests for introduction? Representative Parr.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Is mic working? Mr. Speaker, in Gallery A are two visitors from New York City coming to visit one of our most respected journalists, Mr. LaRocca. That's Mr. LaRocca's niece and her husband, Mr. and Mrs. Richard Zansitis.
Are there further guests for introduction this morning? Messages from the governor?
No, Mr. Speaker.
Messages from the Senate.
The Senate adopted the Free Conference Committee report considering Committee Substitute for House Bill number 452 rules and Committee Substitute for House Bill number 452 rules. Thus, Free Conference Committee Substitute for House Bill number 452, Financial Institutions Providing for State Credit Unions and Adding to the Powers of Mutual Savings Banks, effective date, passed the Senate. The Senate failed to recede from its amendment to Committee Substitute for House Bill number 917 amended. Namely, Committee Substitute for House Bill number 917, amended Senate, Foreign Trade Zones, effective date. The President appointed the following members to a free conference committee to meet with the like committee from the House to consider the above bills. Senator Dankworth, Chairman, Senator Fahrenkamp, Senator Bennett. House members are Miles, Chairman, Brown, and Bettesworth. The Senate has passed the following, and they are transmitted for consideration. Committee Substitute for Senate Bill number 277 by the Judiciary Committee. An act making corrective amendments in the Alaska statutes as recommended by the reviser of statutes.
Judiciary.
Committee Substitute for Senate Bill number 551 by the Health, Education, and Social Services Committee. An act relating to professional licensing and to the regulation of the practice of optometry and providing for an effective date.
Commerce.
Committee Substitute for Senate Bill number 561 amended by the Rules Committee. an act relating to professional licensing and to the regulation of dentists and dental hygienists and providing for an effective date.
Commerce.
Committee substitute for Senate Bill number 572 by the Commerce Committee. An act continuing the existence of the State Board of Registration for Architects, Engineers, and Land Surveyors, and amending the statutes relating to its powers and responsibilities and providing for an effective date.
Commerce.
I have no further messages from the Senate, Mr. Speaker.
Representative Anderson. House Police entities. House, please come back to order. Are there further messages from the Senate?
No, Mr. Speaker.
Communications.
No, Mr. Speaker.
Reports of standing committees.
The Committee on Rules has had House Committee Substitute for Senate Joint Resolution Number 2, proposing an amendment to the Constitution of the State of Alaska relating to disqualification of legislators under consideration. A majority of the committee recommends it be replaced with Second House Committee Substitute for Senate Joint Resolution Number 2 and reports it back without recommendation. The report was signed by Mr. Cotton, Chairman. Signing without recommendation, Phillips, Brown, Miller, Parr, and Hayes. Signing do pass, Cotton and Anderson. House Committee Substitute for Senate Joint Resolution Number 2 appears on today's calendar. The Committee on Rules has had Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 60 relating to the 12th Annual Girls' State at Sitka under consideration. A majority of the committee recommends it do pass. The report was signed by Mr. Cotton, Chairman, concurred in by Cotton, Phillips, Brown, Miller, Parr, Hayes, and Anderson. Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 60 appears on today's calendar. Senate Concurrent Resolution Number, the Committee on Rules has had Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 61, 14th Annual Boys' State at Camp Carroll, under consideration. A majority of the committee recommends it do pass. The report was signed by Mr. Cotton, Chairman, concurred in by Cotton, Phillips, Brown, Miller, Parr, Hayes, and Anderson. Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 61 appears on today's calendar. The Committee on Resources has had Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 67, directing the state to take measures to protect Alaskan interests in NEFCO bankruptcy under consideration. A majority of the committee recommends it do pass with attached amendment. The report was signed by Mr. Osterbach, Chairman, concurred in by Eliason, Chatterton, Carney, Fuller, Jaroff, and Osterbach. Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 67 has no further referral. The Committee on Finance has had Senate Bill 15 amended, effective date amended, increasing the Alaska longevity bonus under consideration. A majority of the committee recommends it do pass. The report was signed by Mr. Meekins, Chairman, concurred in by Meekins, Moss, McKinnon, Montgomery, Guy, Schaefer, and Freeman. Rogers signed, do pass House Bill 15, too. Smith has no recommendation. Senate Bill Number 15 has no further referral. The Committee on Finance has had Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 114, Rules Amended, Competitive Bidding under the Fiscal Procedures Act under consideration. A majority of the committee recommends it be replaced with House Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 114, Finance, and recommends it do pass. The report was signed by Mr. Meekins, Chairman, concurred in by Meekins, Duncan, Moss, McKinnon, Smith, Rogers, Guy, Schaefer, and Freeman. Montgomery has no recommendation. Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 114 has no further referral. Committee on Rules has had Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 115, Rules, Civil Liability of Lawful Providers of Alcoholic Beverages under consideration. A majority of the committee recommends it be replaced with House Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 115, Rules, and recommends do pass. The report was signed by Mr. Cotton, Chairman, concurred in by Cotton, Phillips, Parr, Hayes, and Anderson. No recommendation, Brown and Miller. Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 115 has no further referral. The Committee on Finance is at Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 260, repealing the school tax, providing for refund of school tax payments for the 1980 tax year under consideration. A majority of the committee recommends it be replaced with House Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 260 and recommends do pass. The report was signed by Mr. Meekins, Chairman, concurred in by Meekins, Duncan, Moss, McKinnon, Smith, Rogers, Montgomery, Guy, Schaefer, and Freeman. Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 260 has no further referral. The Committee on Judiciary has had Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 303, Arson Information, under consideration. A majority of the committee recommends it be replaced with HCS for CSSB 303 and recommends do pass. The report was signed by Mr. Parr, Chairman, concurred in by Phillips, Martin, Barnes, Buchholz, Anderson, Parr, and Malone. Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 303 has no further referral. The Committee on Community and Regional Affairs has had Senate Bill 334 amended, Acquisition of Land by the United States, under consideration. A majority of the committee recommends it be replaced with HCS for SB 334 and recommends do pass. The report was signed by Mr. Parker, Chairman, concurred in by Parr, Metcalf, Carney, O'Connell, Jaroff, Branson, and Parker. Senate Bill 334 has a further referral to resources. The Committee on Judiciary has had committee substitute for Senate Bill 340, Effectiveness of Administrative Regulations, under consideration. A majority of the committee recommends it be replaced with HCS for CSSB 340 and recommends do pass. The report was signed by Mr. Parr, Chairman, concurred in by Buchholz, Phillips, Martin, Anderson, and Parr. No recommendation, O'Connell and Malone. Committee substitute for Senate Bill 340 has no further referral. The Committee on Finance has had Senate Bill 374 amended, supplemental appropriation to the Department of Public Safety for marine enforcement, under consideration. A majority of the committee recommends it be replaced with HCS for SB 374 and recommends do pass. The report was signed by Mr. Meekins, Chairman, concurred in by Meekins, Duncan, Moss, McKinnon, Smith, Rogers, Schaefer, and Freeman. Senate Bill 374 amended has no further referral. The Committee on Finance has had Senate Bill 375, supplemental appropriation to the Department of Public Safety, Division of Fish and Wildlife Protection, under consideration. A majority of the committee recommends it be replaced with HCS for SB 375 and recommends do pass. The report was signed by Mr. Meekins, Chairman, concurred in by Meekins, Duncan, Moss, McKinnon, Smith, Rogers, and Freeman. Schaefer has no recommendation. Senate Bill 375 has no further referral. The Committee on Finance has had committee substitute for Senate Bill 396, Appropriations, Department of Health and Social Services, under consideration. A majority of the committee recommends it be replaced with House Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 396 and reports it back with individual recommendations. The report was signed, excuse me, by Mr. Meekins, Chairman, signing due pass, Meekins, Moss, McKinnon, Montgomery, and Guy. No recommendations, Smith, Rogers, Schaefer, and Freeman. Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 396 has no further referral. Committee on Finance has had Senate Bill 424, Special Appropriation Office of the Governor Arctic Winter Games, under consideration. A majority of the committee recommends it be replaced with HCS for SB 424 and recommends it do pass. The report was signed by Mr. Freeman, Vice Chairman, concurred in by Freeman, Duncan, Moss, McKinnon, Smith, Rogers, Schaefer, and Meekins. Senate Bill 424 has no further referral. The Committee on Judiciary has had committee substitute for Senate Bill 514, Criminal Provisions Relating to Cruelty to Animals, under consideration. A majority of the committee recommends it be replaced with HCS for CSSB 514 and recommends do pass. The report was signed by Mr. Parr, Chairman, concurred in by Phillips, Buchholz, Anderson, Martin, Barnes, Malone, and Brown. Committee substitute for Senate Bill 514 has no further referral. The Committee on Rules is at Senate Bill 519, related to the use of limited entry permits as collateral for loans, under consideration. A majority of the committee recommends it be replaced with HCS for SB 519 and reports it back without recommendation. The report was signed by Mr. Cotton, Chairman, citing due pass, Cotton, Miller, and Anderson. No recommendation, Phillips, Brown, Parr, and Hayes. Senate Bill 519 has no further referral. The Committee on Judiciary has had H.R. 20, Participation by the State in the White House Conference on Families, under consideration. A majority of the committee recommends it do pass. The report was signed by Mr. Parr, Chairman, concurred in by Brown, Phillips, Buchholz, Malone, and Parr. No recommendation until after the governor's report, Martin. And signing do not pass, Barnes. No recommendation, Anderson. H.R. 20 has no further referral. The Committee on Rules has had House Joint Resolution 88, relating to the memorial adopted by the legislature regarding land policies of the United States and the Western states, under consideration. A majority of the committee recommends it do pass. The report was signed by Mr. Cotton, Chairman, concurred in by Cotton, Phillips, Brown, Parr, Hayes, and Anderson. No recommendation, Miller. House Joint Resolution number 88 appears on today's calendar. The Committee on Finances has sponsor substitute for House Bill 123, under consideration. A majority of the committee recommends it be replaced with committee substitute for sponsor substitute for House Bill 123, Finance, and reports it back with individual recommendations. The report was signed by Mr. Freeman, Vice Chairman, citing due pass, Freeman, Moss, and Schaefer. McKinnon and Guy signed no recommendation. Smith and Rogers signed do not pass. Sponsor substitute for House Bill 123 has no further referral. The Committee on Finances had House Bill 254, Alaska National Guard Retirement, under consideration. A majority of the committee recommends it be replaced with committee substitute for House Bill 254 and recommends it do pass. The report was signed by Mr. Freeman, Vice Chairman, concurred in by Freeman, Moss, McKinnon, Smith, Schaefer, and Guy. House Bill 254 has no further referral. The Committee on Finances had House Bill 560, GO Bonds for Energy Conservation, under consideration. A majority of the committee recommends it do pass. The report was signed by Mr. Freeman, Vice Chairman, concurred in by Freeman, Moss, McKinnon, Smith, Rogers, Guy, and Schaefer. House Bill 560 has no further referral. The Committee on Finances had House Bill 689, GO Bonds for the purpose of paying the cost of capital improvements for water and sewer systems, under consideration. A majority of the committee recommends it be replaced with committee substitute for House Bill 689, Finance, and recommends it do pass. The report was signed by Mr. Freeman, Vice Chairman, concurred in by Rogers, Freeman, McKinnon, Smith, Guy, Moss, Meekins, and Schaefer. House Bill 689 has no further referral. The Committee on Finances had House Bill 691, GO Bonds for the cost of capital improvements for fisheries, resources protection, and enhancement facilities, under consideration. A majority of the committee recommends it be replaced with the Resources Committee substitute for House Bill 691 and recommends do pass. The report was signed by Mr. Freeman, Vice Chairman, concurred in by Freeman, Moss, McKinnon, Smith, Rogers, Guy, and Schaefer. House Bill 691 has no further referral. Committee on Judiciary has had House Bill 723 relating to a constitutional convention under consideration. A majority of the committee recommends it be replaced with committee substitute for House Bill 723 and recommends do pass. The report was signed by Mr. Parr, Chairman, concurred in by Phillips, Anderson, Buchholz, Malone, and Parr. Do not pass, Barnes. No recommendation, Martin and Brown. House Bill 723 has no further referral. The Committee on Resources has had House Bill 1032, Continuing Existence Guide Licensing Control Board, under consideration. A majority of the committee recommends it be replaced with committee substitute for House Bill 1032 and recommends it do pass. Report was signed by Mr. Osterbach, Chairman, concurred in by Halford, Carney, Fuller, Jaroff, and Osterbach. House Bill 1032 has no further referral. I have no further standing committee reports, Mr. Speaker.
Representative Eliason.
Speaker, could we revert to introduction of guests?
Representative Eliason.
Mr. Speaker, I see an old friend in Gallery B for many years. He does not live in my district, but he does live in Representative Miller and Duncan's district. He's from Haines, and I suspect the reason he's down here. But it'd be Marty Tangs.
Representative Carney.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I, too, have a constituent in Gallery A, an old friend from the beautiful Matanuska Susitna Borough, Estella Odsather.
Reports of special committees.
No, Mr. Speaker.
Introduction of citations and resolutions.
I have none, Mr. Speaker.
Introduction, first reading, and reference of House bills.
I have no bills, Mr. Speaker.
Brings us to consideration of the daily calendar. Will the clerk please read the first item on today's calendar?
House Bill number 454 by Hayes, Bettesworth, Freeman, Montgomery, and Munson, an act relating to the regulation of pricing of alcoholic beverages. The Committee on Judiciary has had House Bill 454 under consideration. A majority of the committee recommends it be replaced with committee substitute for House Bill 454 and recommends it do pass. The report was signed by Mr. Parr, Chairman, concurred in by Phillips, Martin, O'Connell, Anderson, and Parr. I have one committee substitute on my desk, Mr. Speaker.
Representative Anderson.
Mr. Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent that Judiciary Committee substitute for House Bill number 454 be adopted in lieu of the original bill.
There's no objection. The Judiciary Committee substitute will be adopted. Are there amendments?
No, Mr. Speaker.
Representative Anderson.
Mr. Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent that committee substitute for House Bill number 454 be considered engrossed, advanced to third reading, and placed on final passage.
There's no objection. House Bill number 454 will be engrossed, advanced to third reading, placed on final passage. Clerk, please read the bill in third reading.
Committee substitute for House Bill number 454 by the Judiciary Committee, an act relating to the regulation of pricing of alcoholic beverages.
Representative Cotton.
Mr. Speaker, can we have the sponsor give an explanation of the bill, please?
Representative Hayes.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Briefly, this bill would require distillers to file a schedule of their prices and other pertinent information regarding their product with the Department of Revenue. And additionally, this bill ensures that the net price distillers charge wholesalers doing business in Alaska is no greater than the price distillers charge wholesalers doing business in other states. And that, briefly, Mr. Speaker, is what the bill is about. If someone would like me to be more detailed in a section explanation, I'd be happy to.
Representative Halford.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I just have a question. On page 3, it lists a gallon as 231 cubic gallons. Is that a standard measure, or what exactly does 231 cubic gallons mean?
Representative Hayes.
That's a standard measure. I really don't know what it means beyond that. But that's liquorice. That is the way you measure it. 231 cubic ounces. That's a little strange. I suppose in terms of the way we normally are talking about fluid ounces. But 231 cubic ounces is a standard.
Representative Freeman.
Mr. Speaker, I'm not sure I know what I'm talking about. 231 cubic inches, I think, would be proper, but maybe we should check that out. I don't know whether a cubic inch of booze equals an ounce or not.
Representative Rogers, House, please stand at ease. Will the House please come back to order? There is an amendment. We are in third reading. Representative Rogers.
I move and ask unanimous consent. We return to second reading for the purposes of a specific amendment.
Is there objection? If there's no objection, we're in second reading. Will the clerk please read the amendment?
Amendment number 1 by Mr. Rogers. Page 3, line 12. Delete ounces, insert inches.
Representative Rogers.
Mr. Speaker, I move the amendment.
There is objection. Is there objection maintained? Any good outboard mechanic would know what cubic inches are. There's no objection maintained. The amendment number 1 will be adopted. Representative Anderson.
Mr. Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent that committee substitute for House Bill number 454 amended be considered engrossed, advanced to third reading, and placed on final passage.
There's no objection. House Bill number 454 will be engrossed, advanced to third reading, placed on final passage. Clerk, please read the bill in third reading.
Committee substitute for House Bill number 454 amended by the Judiciary Committee, an act relating to the regulation of pricing of alcoholic beverages.
Question for the House, the final passage of House Bill number 454. Members may proceed to vote. Does any member fail to vote? Clerk may lock the roll. Do any members wish to change their votes? Clerk may take final roll.
34 yeas, no nays.
House Bill 454 has passed the House. Clerk, please read the next item.
House Bill number 629 by Buckholt, Cotton, Duncan, Munson, Parker, and Phillips, an act relating to community schools and providing for an effective date. The Committee on Hess has had House Bill 629 under consideration. A majority of the committee recommends it be replaced with committee substitute for House Bill 629 and recommends it do pass. The report was signed by Mrs. Buckholt, Chairman, concurred in by Munson, Buckholt, Byrne, Miles, Hurlburt, Barnes, and Chatterton. The Committee on Finance has had House Bill 629 under consideration. A majority of the committee recommends it do pass. The report was signed by Mr. Freeman, Vice Chairman, concurred in by Freeman, Moss, McKinnon, Guy, and Schaefer. Rogers signed do pass, prefer Hess Committee substitute. Smith has no recommendation. I have one committee substitute on my desk, Mr. Speaker.
Representative Anderson.
Mr. Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent that the Hess Committee substitute for House Bill number 629 be adopted in lieu of the original bill.
There is objection.
Mr. Speaker, may we have a brief at ease, please?
House, please stand at ease. The House, please come back to order. Is there objection maintained to the adoption of the Hess Committee substitute? There's no objection. The Hess Committee substitute is adopted. Representative Freeman.
Mr. Speaker, may we revert to introduction of guests?
Representative Freeman.
Mr. Speaker, sitting in Gallery A this morning is a longtime friend and acquaintance from years ago, was the station manager for back in the days when Pan American flew into Ketchikan. I would like all to welcome Mr. Jim Walsh.
Representative Hayes.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. In Gallery A is a constituent of Representative Branson, who's excused. I'd like to introduce Claire Gilfillan, who is from Seward and Copper Center.
Are there further guests? Are there amendments?
No, Mr. Speaker.
Representative Anderson.
Mr. Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent that committee substitute for House Bill number 629 be considered engrossed, advanced to third reading, and placed on final passage.
There's no objection. House Bill 629 will be engrossed, advanced, third reading, placed on final passage. The clerk, please read the bill in third reading.
Committee substitute for House Bill number 629 by the Health, Education, and Social Services Committee, an act relating to community schools and providing for an effective date.
Is there a debate? Representative Buchholz.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. My microphone works? I guess it isn't working. Speak louder. Okay. Mr. Speaker, the bill we have before us now, the committee substitute, is the best bill that we have come across yet for the community schools program. As you know, this piece of legislation was passed by the legislature in 1975, and since then we have had many programs that have come into it and providing quite a number of people in the state, about 50,000 people in the state participating in this program. From the public hearings that we have held in committee, it was obvious that it is a very popular, well-liked program by the people. My only question and my aggravation at this point, Mr. Speaker, is that the budget for this particular program is short budgeted. It seems to me, as popular as this program is, it should get greater consideration than many others that have come before us. In the budget at present, the funding is $1,229,000. And if I would like to see this program funded a little bit more than that, it is one of those programs that is totally neglected as far as better consideration involves in the budget process. And although this bill really provides well and good for this program at this time, I'm afraid that if we shortchange the funding of it, that the people truly deserving of this project will not get the quality programs that they deserve. And I hope that this body will consider full funding this project at this time and in the future.
Is there further debate? Representative Cotton.
Mr. Speaker, just to make sure everybody understands what we had in mind here, the Finance Committee, of course, recommended the original bill, and then since then we've had some discussions, and they agree that the Hess Committee bill would be fine, but the fiscal note that the Finance Committee recommended would be the fiscal note that's being adopted with this bill. That's on numbers, House Journal Supplement number 67. The fiscal note's $250,000.
Is there further debate? Question for the House, final passage of House Bill 629. Members may proceed to vote. Has any member failed to vote? Clerk may lock the roll. Do any members wish to change their votes? Representative Metcalf. Are there other members? Clerk may take final roll.
36 yeas, one nay.
House Bill 629 has passed the House. Representative Anderson.
Mr. Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent that the roll call on the passage of Committee Substitute for House Bill number 629 be considered as a roll call for the effective date clause.
There's no objection. The roll call and final passage will be shown as a roll call on the effective date clause. Representative Cotton.
Mr. Speaker, there's a letter of intent that's been distributed that I'd ask unanimous consent that we adopt the letter of intent to accompany House Bill 629.
Excuse me, Mr. Cotton, I don't have a copy of it.
It should be a letter of intent. Is this from the Rules Committee?
Mr. Speaker, there's four sponsors on the bill that represent the House Rules and Finance Committees.
Does everybody have the letter of intent? Is there any objection? Representative Hayes.
Mr. Speaker, if the letter of intent isn't too long, read it. Looked like it. From where I was sitting, looking, it might be short anyway.
Will the clerk please read the letter of intent?
Letter of intent, House Bill 629 by Buchholz, Cotton, Freeman, and Rogers. It is the intent of the legislature that if less than 1% of the total foundation support is given to the bill for Section 143630A and B, then the first 5% will be used in Section 143630A, and the remaining amount will be prorated to the districts in Section 143630B. If 1% or more of the total foundation support is given to the bill for Section 143630A and B, then the total amount of funding will be divided evenly between Sections 143630A and B.
Is there objection? If there's no objection, the letter of intent will be adopted. Clerk, please read the next item. Representative Brown.
This time I'd like to bring up my reconsideration of House Bill 830.
There's House Bill 830 is before the House in reconsideration. Will the clerk please read the bill by title?
Committee Substitute for House Bill number 830, Finance, amended by the Finance Committee. An act relating to alcohol and drug abuse, combining and changing the membership of the advisory boards on alcoholism and drug abuse, changing the responsibilities of the Office of Alcoholism, amending the Alcoholism Grant and Aid Program, and repealing a requirement for mandatory discharge of an alcoholic from involuntary commitment. We do have a proposed amendment on our desk, Mr. Speaker.
Will the clerk please read the amendment?
Amendment number 2 by Brown and Munson. Page 10, line 19, add the following new material. Section 29. Section 1 of this act takes effect on the effective date of an act continuing the existence of the Alcoholic Beverage Control Board.
Representative Brown.
Mr. Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent to return to second reading for the purposes of a specific amendment.
There is objection. Representative Brown.
Mr. Speaker, this is something that came up during the several at-eases during this bill, and I talked to the chairman of the Finance Committee and others who felt that there probably was not a problem with the way Section 1 is written. But the concern that was expressed to me by some other members of the Commerce Committee is that it might be interpreted to be basically springing the sunset bill on the Alcohol Beverage Control Board. Now, we may well be resolving that matter within just a few days, but it is a different bill. And although if I were to make a prediction, I would not predict that this legislature would let the ABC board die, but that is still a decision to be voted on by both bodies when there's a pre-conference committee report before us within a few days. For that reason, I checked with Mr. Walker, the reviser of statutes, and he said, yes, Section 1 could be interpreted as having that effect for this reason. That is, that if the this bill passes and for some reason we were to make the policy decision on the vote on the conference committee report on this floor and in the other body that we did not wish to continue the ABC board, that then it would be terminated on June 30, and then it would come back into life 90 days after governor action on this bill because it does not have an effective date. And I'm sure this was not at all what was intended by anyone who worked on this bill. And this is basically just a technical amendment to preserve the integrity of the Free Conference Committee on the Alcohol Beverage Control Board.
Is there further objection? There's no further objection. We are in second reading. Will the clerk please read the amendment?
Amendment number 2 by Brown and Munson. This one has been duplicated and placed on each member's desk.
Representative Brown.
I move the amendment, Mr. Speaker.
Is there objection? If there's no objection, amendment number 1 is adopted. Representative Anderson.
Mr. Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent that committee substitute for House Bill number 830, amended, be considered in gross advance of third reading and placed on final passage.
If there's no objection, House Bill 830 will be in gross advance third reading and placed on final passage. Will clerk please read the bill in third reading?
Committee substitute for House Bill number 830, finance, amended by the Finance Committee. An act relating to alcohol and drug abuse is the short title.
Representative Munson.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I voted against this bill yesterday, and I'll vote against it again today. I didn't speak on the bill yesterday, but I'm rather appalled that at this point in time, we are going to consider taking people's freedom away from them for intoxication. There are other considerations also in the bill, but a lot of those are criminal charges. There would be a hearing held, and a person could be committed for 30 days at that time for treatment. The time could be extended to another period of time could include another 90 days, which all told would be 4 months. I've worked in mental health and with alcoholism, and I seriously doubt that a person who under mandatory confinement is going to readily accept treatment. One of the things that we found in arresting for public drunkenness was that the people that were arrested were generally minorities and poor. It would appear that when we have a certain population that's unacceptable to the other population, that we determine to institutionalize them. And I've heard it said, yes, it does get them off the street. I don't know that I agree with that policy. Institutions have not appeared to work. Locking people up doesn't seem to follow that they are rehabilitated. I thought I should express the way I feel about the bill. I recognize the problem, and I know that the reason that the bill was introduced was because of the many problems that we do have in the state with alcoholism. But I seriously consider the fact that when we're talking about taking people's freedom away for 30 days, 90 days, and maybe longer, we're talking about public or private facilities. I can also see us building a public facility to house these people, and I'm not quite sure that this is the answer.
So further debate. Question for the House, the final passage of House Bill number 830. Members may proceed to vote. Has any member failed to vote? Clerk may lock the roll. Do any members wish to change their votes? Representative Parker? Clerk may take the final roll.
28 yeas, 7 nays.
Committee substitute for House Bill number 830 is passed the House. The amendment did add an effective date clause. Representative Anderson?
But I forgot what the vote on that was, Mr. Speaker.
It was 28.
Mr. Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent that the roll call on the passage of committee substitute for House Bill number 830, amended, be considered as a roll call for the effective date clause.
There's no objection. Roll call and final passage will be shown as a roll call on the effective date clause. Representative Cotton.
Mr. Speaker, just a point of information. Can the clerk add that to the title that there is an effective date?
It can be done. Clerk, please read the next item.
House Bill number 945 by the Rules Committee by request of the Governor, an act relating to interest rates on general obligation bonds and providing for an effective date. The Committee on Finance has had House Bill 945 under consideration. A majority of the committee recommends it do pass. The report was signed by Mr. Freeman, Vice Chairman, concurred in by Moss, McKinnon, Smith, Rogers, Schaefer, and Freeman. Guy has no recommendation. I have no amendments on my desk, Mr. Speaker.
Representative Anderson.
Mr. Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent that House Bill number 945 be considered engrossed, advanced to third reading, and placed on final passage.
There's no objection. House Bill number 945 will be engrossed, advanced to third reading, placed on final passage. Clerk, please read the bill in third reading.
House Bill number 945 by the Rules Committee by request of the Governor, an act relating to interest rates on general obligation bonds and providing for an effective date.
Representative Rogers.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. If the members recall earlier in the session, we had to bail out a couple of municipalities who had interest rate caps on the issuance of their bonds and would be unable to issue those bonds without exceeding the cap. We have sort of appropriated the difference. Well, then we took a look at our statutes and found out that we had the same cap on it. If we don't change the maximum interest rate that bonds can be issued at, there won't be any bond issues this year. This allows up to a 10% interest rate on general obligation bonds.
Question for the House of final passage of House Bill 945. Members may proceed to vote. Has any member failed to vote? Clerk may lock the roll. Do any members wish to change their votes? Clerk may take final roll.
33 yeas, 2 nays.
House Bill number 945 has passed the House. Representative Anderson.
Mr. Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent that the roll call on the passage of House Bill number 945 be considered as a roll call for the effective date clause.
There's no objection. Roll call and final passage will be shown as a roll call on the effective date clause. Clerk, please read the next item.
We'll read the days, please.
House, please stand at ease. Will the House please come back to order? We did have a motion pending from yesterday to return to second reading for purposes of specific amendment. Maybe that motion should be withdrawn and a new motion made as there is a new amendment. Representative Randall.
Mr. Speaker, I'd move that we revert to second reading for purposes of a specific amendment.
Could you withdraw your other motion?
Yes, Mr. Speaker, I withdraw my motion of yesterday.
There's no objection. The motion is withdrawn. Motion now before the body is a motion to return to second reading for purposes of specific amendment number 1. Will clerk please read the amendment?
Amendment number 1 by Mr. Randolph. It starts page 1, line 7. It has been duplicated and placed on each member's desk.
Is there objection? There's no objection. We are in second reading. Representative Randolph.
Yes, Mr. Speaker, I would move the adoption of the amendment and ask unanimous consent.
There is objection. Will clerk please read the amendment?
Amendment number 2 by Randolph, page 1, line 7. This is the one that's been duplicated and placed on each member's desk.
Is there a debate on the amendment? Representative Malone?
Speaker, I'd like to ask for brief at ease.
House, please stand at ease.
Administrators say
will the House please come back to order?
They get paid per day.
Is there a debate on the amendment? Representative Miller.
Mr. Speaker, I really don't see that I can see anything in here to be too much against. In fact, I'm probably for it. I'm just kind of suspicious that we're solving a non-problem. I'm just kind of curious if we have any recorded instances where people have been prohibited from doing what this allows them to do.
Representative Randolph.
Yes, Mr. Speaker, I believe that the essence of this amendment is in regulatory form now. In chatting with some of the folks in the public employee area, they would like very much to see it in statute. And it doesn't, in fact, create any additional problem. You're correct there.
Is there further debate? I have a question for Representative Randolph. Do you see any reason that this shouldn't apply to any employer? Representative Randolph.
Yes, Mr. Speaker. I don't think it's to our purview. The state employees are, in fact, our employees or government employees, which we have some control over. And I think it's proper that we make, the contractual agreements that they work under. I don't think it's proper for us to dictate to other private employers how they should, what kind of arrangement they could enter into with their employees. It's a pretty different thing, I think.
Representative Brown.
Speaker, I don't find that much wrong with the amendment. I'd just like to ask the Judiciary Chairman what his position is on the amendment. I'll fly with his position.
Representative Parr.
Mr. Speaker, I don't want to speak on it as Chairman of the Judiciary Committee, but as an individual, I don't think it's the employer's business to tell the employee what he does in his own time or her own time.
Is there further debate? Representative Randolph.
Brief at ease, please.
House, please stand. Come back to order.
Okay.
Question for the House is the adoption of Amendment Number 1. Representative Randolph.
Mr. Speaker, very briefly, I think there's some concern that there aren't some safeguards in here for potential conflicts of interest, and I believe there is going to be an amendment added or offered after this vote, and I just wanted to make that clear before we voted on this.
Is there objection to the amendment?
There
is objection. Question for the House, adoption of Amendment Number 1. Members may proceed to vote. Has any member failed to vote? Clerk may lock the roll. Do any members wish to change their votes? Clerk may take final roll.
31 yeas, 3 nays.
Amendment has been adopted. Representative Anderson.
Mr. Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent that the committee substitute for House Bill number 751 amended be considered in gross advance of third reading and placed on final passage.
There's no objection. House Bill number 751 be gross advance to third reading and placed in final passage. Representative Chatterton.
Mr. Speaker, I move that we return to second reading for the purpose of a specific amendment.
Did you object to the motion to advance?
Negative.
Oh, okay. There was
just not to vote on it.
There was no objection to the motion to advance, so House Bill number 751 is in third reading. Will Clerk please read the bill in third reading?
Committee substitute for House Bill number 751, Judiciary, amended by the Judiciary Committee. An act relating to the rights of members of the faculty of the University of Alaska and other state employees and providing for an effective date.
Representative Chatterton.
Now is my chance, Mr. Speaker. I move that we return to second reading for the purpose of a specific amendment.
Will the clerk please read the amendment?
Is it amendment number 3 amends amendment number 2? After page 1, line 23 at the end, discharge of the employee's official duties add or create a conflict of interest.
Is there objection to motion to return to second reading?
Objection.
There is objection. Representative Miller.
Just curious, what does that mean?
Representative Chatterton.
Mr. Speaker, in response to the question, it means, in effect, just what it says, that you would not be able to take a job with a private outfit after hours, if you like, that would be with a company probably doing that, that would lead to a conflict of interest in the discharge of your state duties.
Representative Brown.
Speaker, may I suggest to the maker of the motion that he might want to have the word constitute rather than create, because if it is a conflict of interest, it isn't creating one. He might consider that to be a friendly variation on his amendment.
Representative Chatterton.
Mr. Speaker, obviously I am not artful with the language. I would have no objection to yielding to the representative from Fairbanks to change create to constitute.
There's no objection. The amendment will be changed. Will the clerk please reread the amendment?
Add after, in the middle paragraph, page 1, line 23, discharge of the employee's official duties or constitute a conflict of interest.
Representative Malone.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Speaking in favor of the motion and also the amendment, the bill as amended now covers all state employees, including those state employees that have relatively sensitive posts in state government, commissioners of the principal departments of state government, the commissioners as well of the various regulatory boards and commissions that we have, which have a lot of cases important regulatory and judicial powers. Unlike the court system, which has a code of ethics to which the judiciary must subscribe, there is no similar code established for those positions in general in state government. So I think that the amendment should be adopted if the House is going to adopt the bill with the previous amendment, which extends the freedom to work at other occupations to all state employees.
House, please stand at ease. Representative Halford.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. My objection to the previous amendment was just for this reason. I don't think we want fish and game employees to be guides or commercial fishermen if the area that they're regulating or dealing with as a state employee is the same area that they want to operate in the private sector in. I don't think we want natural resources employees to be associated with oil companies in an employment sense. I don't think we want the state geologist or employees of the Division of the State Geologist filing mineral claims. I think there's very definitely a problem. I'm not sure that this amendment goes far enough in curing that problem, but at least it's a step in the right direction.
The motion is a motion to return to second reading. Representative Brown.
Mr. Speaker, in favor of the motion and the amendment, the way it's written now, I think it'll work. I think it constitutes a judgment call by the individual supervisor. The same person who now is in a position to say don't do it at all and can make it stick, even if the guy's just doing a little bit of photography as a hobby that's evolved into a minor business and he deals with fish or oil during the day, right now they can even arguably stop him from doing that, or at least it's unclear under current law. But right now, under the amendment, it would be a judgment call by the person who's in that same position. I suppose for the deputy commissioners, and the people in quasi-judicial functions, it would be a who do you think you're kidding telephone call from the governor, and further on down, it would be the immediate supervisor of that person. I think it'll work.
Is there objection to the motion to return to second reading?
Remove objection.
There's no objection. We are in second reading. Clerk, please read the amendment.
Excuse me. Amendment number 3 by Mr. Chatterton amends amendment number 2. Add after discharge of the employee's official duties or constitute a conflict of interest.
Representative Chatterton.
Mr. Speaker, I move the amendment.
Is there objection? There's no objection. Amendment is adopted. Representative Anderson.
Mr. Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent that committee substitute for House Bill number 751 amended be considered engrossed, advanced to third reading, and placed on final passage.
There's no objection. House Bill number 751 will be engrossed, advanced to third reading, placed on final passage. Clerk, please read the bill in third reading.
Committee substitute for House Bill number 751, Judiciary, amended by the Judiciary Committee. An act relating to the rights of members of the faculty of the University of Alaska and other state employees and providing for an effective date.
Is there a debate? Question for the House is the final passage of House Bill number 751. Members may proceed to vote. Has any member failed to vote? Clerk may lock the roll. Do any members wish to change their votes? Representative Moss? Are there further members? Clerk may take the final roll.
26 yeas, 9 nays.
House Bill 751 has passed the House. Representative Anderson.
Mr. Speaker, lacking 27 votes, I move the effective date clause.
motion before the body is the motion to adopt effective date clause in House Bill 751. Members may proceed to vote. Clerk, are there any members who failed to vote? Clerk may take, lock the roll. Do any members wish to change their votes? Clerk may take final roll.
34 yeas, no nays.
The effective date clause has been adopted. Will clerk please read the next item?
House Concurrent Resolution Number 69 by the Resources Committee, requesting the Alaska Commercial Fisheries Entry Commission to investigate the possibility of creating a separate administrative area for the Aleutian Islands, and requesting the Department of Fish and Game to provide the legislature with data and statistics relating to salmon harvests in the Aleutian Islands. The Committee on Resources has had House Concurrent Resolution 69 under consideration. A majority of the committee recommends it do pass. The report was signed by Mr. Osterbach, Chairman, concurred in by Jaroff, Fuller, Carney, Cotton, Chatterton, and Osterbach. Miles has no recommendation. I have no amendments on my desk, Mr. Speaker.
The last roll call on the effective date clause didn't record all the members. Will the members please, after they vote, look at the board to make sure their vote registered? It would save a lot of trouble having to do these over. The question for the House is the motion to adopt the effective date clause on House Bill 751. Members may proceed to vote. Has any member failed to vote? Clerk may lock the roll. Do any members wish to change their votes? Clerk may take final roll.
35 yeas, no nays.
Effective date clause has been adopted. House Concurrent Resolution Number 69 has been read. Are there amendments?
Not on my desk, Mr. Speaker.
Representative Osterbach.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Speaker. This bill explains itself, if you have read it. And there's a group of fishermen in on Alaska and Dutch Harbor, village of Akutan, Nikolsky, and Atka, that have never came underneath the limited entry law because there have never been a processing plant out there. And that's about one of the groups of fishermen in the state of Alaska that can get a limited entry permit, and all is asking for the limited entry commission to investigate this and see if they could get a permit. There would be about 20 that would be in Unalaska, Dutch Harbor, and Akutan would be eligible for a permit. But right now they don't have the points, and there isn't anyone fishing up in that area right now. They have processing plants, but those people can never get a permit because they couldn't get the point system when the law was passed. So I'd ask the body to adopt a resolution.
Question for the House, final passage, House Concurrent Resolution Number 69. Members may proceed to vote. Has any member failed to vote? Clerk may lock the roll. Do any members wish to change their votes? Clerk may take final roll.
31 yeas, 4 nays.
House Concurrent Resolution Number 69 has passed the House. Representative Anderson.
Mr. Speaker, at the request of the Rules Committee Chairman, I move that House Joint Resolution Number 68 be referred back to Rules Committee.
There's no objection. House Joint Resolution Number 68 will be referred back to the Rules Committee. Will the clerk please read the next item?
House Joint Resolution Number 88 by the Rules Committee by request, relating to the memorial adopted by the legislature of the state of Arizona regarding public land policies of the United States in the western states. The Committee on Rules has had House Joint Resolution 88 under consideration. A majority of the committee recommends it do pass. The report was signed by Mr. Cotton, Chairman, concurred in by Cotton, Phillips, Brown, Parr, Hayes, and Anderson. Miller has no recommendation. I have no amendments on my desk, Mr. Speaker.
Representative Anderson.
Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent that House Joint Resolution Number 88 be considered engrossed, advanced to third reading, and placed on final passage.
There's no objection. House Joint Resolution Number 88 be engrossed, advanced to third reading, and placed on final passage. Clerk, please read the resolution in third reading.
House Joint Resolution Number 88 by the Rules Committee by request, relating to the memorial adopted by the legislature of the state of Arizona regarding public land policies of the United States and the Western States.
Question for the House, the final passage of House Joint Resolution Number 88. Members may proceed to vote. Has any member failed to vote? Clerk may lock the roll. Do any members wish to change their votes? Clerk may take final roll.
35 yeas, no nays.
House Joint Resolution 88 is passed the House. Clerk, please read the next item.
Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 60 by all members of the Senate relating to the 12th Annual Girl State at Sitka.
Senate Concurrent Resolution 60 is for the House and final passage. Members may proceed to vote. Has any member failed to vote? Clerk may lock the roll. Do any members wish to change their votes? Clerk may take final roll.
I think it was 34 yeas, no nays.
Correct. The House Senate Concurrent Resolution 60 has passed the House. Clerk, please read the next item.
Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 61 by all members of the Senate relating to the 14th Annual Boys State at Camp Carroll. The Committee on Rules has had Senate Concurrent Resolution 61 under consideration. A majority of the committee recommends it do pass. The report was signed by Mr. Cotton, Chairman, concurred in by Cotton, Phillips, Brown, Miller, Parr, Hayes, and Anderson. I have no amendments on my desk, Mr. Speaker.
Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 61 is for the House and final passage. Representative Cotton.
Mr. Speaker, I'm not sure if this has ever been done before, but I'd like to have the sponsorship shown as by all members of the House as well on Senate Concurrent Resolution 60 and 61.
House, please stand at ease.
We don't so.
Upon reviewing the rules, we do find that there's no prohibition in the rules against this procedure. Is there any objection? If there's no objection, Senate Concurrent Resolution 60 and 61 will be shown as sponsored additionally by all members of the House. Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 61 is for the House and final passage. Representative Rogers.
Just a question. Will that be shown as a House amendment to these two resolutions?
I think you'll just type it in on the top. Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 61 is for the House and final passage. Members may proceed to vote. Has any member failed to vote? Clerk may lock the roll. Do any members wish to change their votes? Clerk may take final roll.
31 yeas, no nays.
We'll have to avoid that roll call. Try it once more. Please look at your light if you can see that far. A question for the House, the final passage of Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 61. Members may proceed to vote. Has any member failed to vote? Clerk may lock the roll. Do any members wish to change their votes? Clerk may take the final roll.
33 yeas, no nays.
Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 61 is passed the House. Maybe a little advice to members. If you push your button and then hold it down for a little bit. Sometimes, depending on when Irene hits the button, it doesn't open up even though you push the button. So sometimes people are hitting the button before the rolls open. So if you just hold it down for a couple seconds, it probably will catch your vote. Clerk, please read the next item.
House Committee Substitute for Senate Joint Resolution Number 2 by the Judiciary Committee, proposing an amendment to the Constitution of the State of Alaska relating to disqualification of legislators. The Committee on Rules has had House Committee Substitute for Senate Joint Resolution Number 2 under consideration. A majority of the committee recommends it be replaced with Second House Committee Substitute for Senate Joint Resolution 2 and reports it back without recommendation. The report was signed by Mr. Cotton, Chairman. Concurring, Phillips, Brown, Miller, Parr, and Hayes. Signing, Dupas, Cotton, and Anderson. I have one committee substitute on my desk, Mr. Speaker.
Representative Cotton?
We are in third reading.
Yeah, Mr. Speaker, I was going to move that we return to second reading for the purpose of a specific amendment, namely the second rules committee substitute.
Is there objection? Will the clerk please read the amendment?
Second House Committee Substitute for Senate Joint Resolution Number 2 by the Rules Committee, proposing an amendment to the Constitution of the State of Alaska relating to disqualification of legislators.
Should be on every member's desk. Is there objection? There's no objection. We are in second reading. Representative Cotton.
Mr. Speaker, this...
Could you move the amendment?
Oh, yeah. I'd move that we adopt the second Rules Committee substitute in lieu of the original bill.
Will the clerk please read the amendment?
Second HCS for SJR 2 by the Rules Committee, proposing an amendment to the Constitution of the State of Alaska relating to disqualification of legislators.
Representative Cotton.
Was there an objection?
Is there objection? There's a hand. Representative Martin.
I won't object if point of information is in order, sir. When line 13, position of profit, really worries me. No one's allowed to have an outside job with their legislative responsibilities.
Mr. Speaker, I take it there is an objection.
There is objection, Representative Cotton.
In reference, to begin with, in answer to Mr. Martin's question, position of profit under the United States or the state, that means you can't hold a state job or a federal job while you're a member of the legislature. That's presently in the Constitution. The problem that we're trying to address here is that there's some confusion in the Constitution right now as to what a legislator can or can't do once he's out of office. Now, it's my understanding that at the time the Constitution was written, the prohibition was put in the Constitution along similar lines of the U.S. Constitution, in that as a member of this body, you shouldn't be allowed to be a part of creating a new job or raising the salary of a job and then taking that job at the higher salary or the new job, whatever it might be. Of course, the way that the legislature now operates, we approve pay schedule raises for most of the state employees, for the governor, for commissioners, for ourselves. The buck sort of stops with us when it comes to raising pay. And so it has been interpreted in the past that if a member of the legislature is, if the pay is raised for a job while you're a member of the legislature, whether you voted for it or not, it could be interpreted that prohibits you from taking that job for at least a year after you're out of the legislature. I think that that there is some confusion, and what the Rules Committee attempted to do was to try to find some middle ground between the original Senate resolution and the Judiciary Committee substitute, which wasn't approved last time it was on the floor. This may or may not be something that's acceptable to everybody, but it is an attempt to, and it should be pretty self-explanatory that we've just taken out any mention of the salary increase that we may approve for other state employees.
Is there further objection maintained? There's no further objection. The Rules Committee, the second Rules Committee substitute will be adopted. Representative Anderson.
Mr. Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent that the second Rules Committee substitute for Senate Joint Resolution Number 2 be considered in gross advance of third reading and placed on final passage.
There's no objection. The second Rules Committee substitute for Senate Joint Resolution Number 2 will be in gross advance third reading and placed on final passage. Clerk, please read the resolution in third reading.
Second House Committee substitute for Senate Joint Resolution Number 2 by the Rules Committee, proposing an amendment to the Constitution of the State of Alaska relating to disqualification of legislators.
May we have a brief at ease?
The House, please stand at ease. Question for the House is the final passage of Senate Joint Resolution Number 2. Is there debate? Members may proceed. This is a constitutional amendment. It does require 27 votes. Members may proceed to vote. Has any member failed to vote? Clerk may lock the roll. Do any members wish to change their votes? Representative Halford? Are there other members? Clerk may take the final roll.
27 yeas, 8 nays.
Senate Joint Resolution Number 2 has passed the House. There is a citation on the calendar.
Citation honoring Kenai Central High School Choir by Representatives O'Connell, Malone, and Branson, and Senator Tillian.
Representative Malone.
Speaker, I move the adoption of the citation. Ask unanimous consent.
There's no objection. Citation will be adopted. Brings us to unfinished business. If there's no objection, we'll revert to reports of standing committees.
The Committee on Commerce has had Senate Bill 418 amended relating to electric or telephone cooperative associations under consideration. A majority of the committee recommends it be replaced with HCS for SB 418 and recommends it do pass. Report was signed by Mr. Brown, Chairman, concurred in by Munson, Halford, Randolph, Bettesworth, Osterbach, and Brown. Senate Bill 418 amended has no further referral. The Committee on Finances had committee substitute for Senate Bill 438, exempting certain sales exchanges or gifts of energy from regulation by the Alaska Public Utilities Commission under consideration. A majority of the committee recommends it be replaced with House Committee substitute for Committee substitute for Senate Bill 438 Finance and recommends that it do pass and attaches a fiscal note. The report was signed by Mr. Freeman, Vice Chairman, concurred in by Freeman, Duncan, McKinnon, Rogers, Schaefer, and Meekins. No recommendation, Moss and Smith. Committee substitute for Senate Bill 438 has no further referral.
We're under unfinished business. Representative Anderson.
Mr. Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent that Representative Parr be excused from the call of the House May 16th, 17th, and 18th.
There's no objection. Representative Parr be excused on those dates. Representative Hayes.
Mr. Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent that Representative Barnes be excused May 17th.
There's no objection. Representative Barnes will be excused on May 17th. Representative Anderson.
Speaker, it's my intent to move all the bills that are in the limbo file that's dated 5-15, with the exception of House Bill 908 having to do with merit principle and state employment. And I'm not going to be going in the order of as they're listed here. So, Mr. Speaker, the first one I'd like to take up is the Free Conference Committee substitute for House Bill 452 having to do with financial institutions. I move that the House adopt Free Conference Committee substitute for House Bill number 452 and ask members to vote yes.
Will the clerk please read the bill by title?
Free Conference Committee substitute for House Bill 452, financial institutions providing for state credit unions and adding to the powers of mutual savings banks and providing for an effective date.
Is there a debate? Question for the House, the motion to adopt the Free Conference Committee report on House Bill 452. Members may proceed to vote. Has any member failed to vote? Clerk may lock the roll. Do any members wish to change their votes? Representative Brown? Representative Fuller? Clerk may take the final roll.
34 yeas, no nays.
Pre-conference committee report on House Bill 452 has been adopted.
Those must be the thundering hoofbeats of those people that want to adjourn. Mr. Speaker, there is an effective date clause. In order to be absolutely sure that we don't get this thing hung up, I move and ask unanimous consent that the roll call on the passage of Free Conference Committee substitute for House Bill number 452 be considered as a roll call for the effective date clause.
There's no objection. The roll call on the pre-conference committee report will be shown as a roll call on the effective date clause. Representative Anderson.
Mr. Speaker, the next bill is House Bill number 43, having to do with the Alaska Code Revision Commission. There has been a slight change, according to people that I've been speaking to, that the changes are meet with approval on this side of the legislature. So at this time, I move that the House concur in Senate amendments to committee substitute for House Bill number 43 amended, thus adopting committee substitute for House Bill number 43 amended by the Senate. Ask members to vote yes.
Clerk, please read the bill by title.
Committee substitute for House Bill number 43 amended Senate by the Judiciary Committee, an act relating to the Alaska Code Revision Commission and providing for an effective date.
Motion for the body is a motion to adopt the Senate amendments to House Bill 43. Members may proceed to vote. Has any member failed to vote? Clerk may lock the roll. Do any members wish to change their votes? Clerk may take final roll.
34 yeas, no nays.
House has adopted the Senate amendments to House Bill 43. Representative Anderson.
Again, just to be safe, Mr. Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent that the roll call on the passage of committee substitute for House Bill number 43 amended Senate be considered as a roll call for the effective date clause.
There's no objection. The roll call and final passage of House Bill 43 will be shown as a roll call on the effective date clause. Representative Anderson.
Mr. Speaker, the next bill is Senate Bill number 242. The Free Conference Committee has finished its work on that bill. I move that the House adopt pre-conference committee substitute for Senate Bill 242 and ask members to vote yes.
Clerk, please read the bill by title.
Free Conference Committee substitute for Senate Bill 242, continuation of regulatory boards and continuing existence of the Board of Chiropractic Examiners and providing for an effective date.
Question for the House is the pre-conference committee report on Senate Bill 242. Members may proceed to vote. Has any member failed to vote? Clerk may lock the roll. Do any members wish to change their votes? Clerk may take the final roll.
32 yeas, 2 nays.
House adopt pre-conference committee report on Senate Bill 242. Representative Anderson.
I move and ask unanimous consent for the roll call on the passage of pre-conference committee substitute for Senate Bill 242 be considered as a roll call for the effective date clause.
There's no objection. Roll call on the adoption of pre-conference committee report will be shown as a roll call on the effective date clause. Representative Anderson.
Mr. Speaker, the next bill is Senate Bill number 242. I move that the pre-conference committee substitute for Senate Bill number 244, Senate Bill 244 be adopted. Ask members to vote yes.
Will the clerk please read the bill by title?
Free Conference Committee substitute for Senate Bill 244, continuation of regulatory boards and continuing the existence of the Board of Pharmacy, effective date.
Question for the House is the motion to adopt the Free Conference Committee report on Senate Bill 244. Members may proceed to vote. Has any member failed to vote? Clerk may lock the roll. Do any members wish to change their votes? Clerk, may take final roll.
33 yeas, one nay.
House has adopted the pre-conference committee report, Senate Bill 244. Representative Anderson.
Mr. Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent for the roll call on the passage of Senate Bill, pre-conference committee substitute for Senate Bill 244 be considered as a roll call for the effective date clause.
There's no objection. Roll call and adoption of pre-conference committee report will be shown as roll call on the effective date clause. Representative Anderson.
Mr. Speaker, I move that the free conference committee substitute for Senate Bill 245 be adopted. Ask members to vote yes.
Clerk, please read the bill by title.
Free conference committee substitute for Senate Bill 245, continuation of regulatory boards and continuing existence board of dispensing opticians and providing for an effective date.
Representative Brown.
Mr. Speaker, of course, what we've been voting on here are pre-conference committees arising out of work from last year's sunset review. Mr. Speaker, last year the House took the position that only four of the health regulatory boards should continue in their present functions and the others should be eliminated but continue a licensing scheme within the Department of Commerce, Division of Occupational Licensing. Mr. Speaker, I think the members of the Commerce Committee know full well why we cannot recommend that to the House at this time relating to circumstances involving that division and that department and some of our experiences in last year. And I am voting for some of these conference committee reports. However, with regard to the Board of Dispensing Opticians, at least my my impression during the committee hearings last year is that there was probably less reason for having a board to regulate this than there was for any of the other boards. So at least my vote will be a no vote on this one. I am voting for some and against others, but on this particular one, I intend to vote no based on what we heard in the sunset hearings last year. I'm not speaking for the individual members of my committee. I'm not sure how they're going to vote on it.
Representative Parr.
Mr. Speaker, I noticed that this board and another one have terms that are longer than the 4 years, and of course there's a section in the bill to permit that. But I wonder if someone might explain why the decision was made to extend some of these boards for longer than a 4-year period. 5-6 years, we could wind up extending one for 20 if this keeps up. And I'm sure there's some good reason for that, but I don't know what it is.
Representative Malone.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The reason for the extension of the boards to different lengths of times is a simple one, and that is that the intention in doing that is to make a provision that the boards will not all come up for review before the legislature at one time, providing for a review of a dozen different boards regulating areas of practice under different matters of the, say, health of the population. In this case, it's a very difficult thing for the legislature to do, to review 15 or 20 boards in one committee along with the other work in the same year, so that the terms of the sunset continuation are staggered under the bills. There is an attempt to group like boards or boards operating in similar close areas so that they will come up for review at the same time, so that actions and practices that affect the several professions that are interrelated will be considered all at the same time. But the reason for the staggered extension dates is to allow the legislature a chance to review a limited number of boards each year rather than reviewing a dozen or more.
Representative Parr.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I appreciate the explanation, and I would only like to say that I've heard a little rumbling from some people, both sides of the hall, that maybe the sunset thing takes up too much time. And I personally consider it one of the more valuable things we're doing, and I was just hoping this was not a way of starting to back off from it sort of on a piecemeal basis. I'm very glad to receive explanation, Mr. Malone.
Question for the House is the pre-conference committee report on Senate Bill 245. Members may proceed to vote. Has any member failed to vote? Clerk may lock the roll. Do any members wish to change their votes? Representative Cotton? Representative Metcalf? Representative Freeman? Are there further members? Clerk, may I take final roll?
22 yeas, 12 nays.
Pre-conference committee report has been adopted. Representative Anderson.
Mr. Speaker, lacking 27 votes, I move the effective date clause in the pre-conference committee substitute for Senate Bill 245.
Question for the House is the adoption of the effective date clause on Senate Bill 245. Members may proceed to vote. Has any member failed to vote? Clerk may lock the roll. Do any members wish to change their votes? Clerk may take final roll.
34 yeas, 1 nay.
Effective date clause has been adopted. Representative Anderson.
Mr. Speaker, the next bill is Senate Bill 248. There's a letter of intent which I'll move after the body has voted this thing up or down. Mr. Speaker, I move that the House adopt free conference committee substitute for Senate Bill 248. Ask members to vote yes.
Clerk, please read the bill by title.
Free conference committee substitute for Senate Bill 248, continuation regulatory boards and continuing existence State Physical Therapy Board and providing for an effective date.
Question. The question for the House is the adoption of free conference committee report on Senate Bill 248. Representative Brown.
I'm sorry, I missed one, Mr. Speaker. I meant to ask this question informally, Mr. Malone, earlier. What is the repealer in Section 3?
Representative Malone.
Speaker, it's a repealer, I think, of a sunset provision, but in order to get the exact language that's being repealed, I'll have to look at the statute book, so I'll ask for a brief at ease.
Representative Brown?
I just remembered it after he said that. That's the present provision that provides for the expiration on June 30, 1979. So that has to be taken out in order to put in the present language of the bill. I remembered it after he started that explanation. That's what it is.
Question for the House is the pre-conference committee report on Senate Bill 248. Members may proceed to vote. Has any member failed to vote? Clerk may lock the roll. Do any members wish to change their votes? Representative Parr? Representative Metcalf? Are there other members? Clerk may take the final roll.
Me. 33 yeas, 2 nays.
The House has adopted Free Conference Committee report, Senate Bill 248. Representative Anderson.
Mr. Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent that the roll call on the passage of Free Conference Committee substitute for Senate Bill 248 be considered as a roll call for the effective date clause.
There's no objection. The roll call on the adoption of Free Conference Committee report will be shown as a roll call on the effective date clause. The House, please stand at ease. Representative Anderson.
Mr. Speaker, I was a little negligent here. I meant to move the letter of intent that accompanies Free Conference Committee substitute for Senate Bill 248. So at this time, I move the letter of intent signed by the Free Conferees. It's dated May 13, 1980.
Representative Malone.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd like to explain the letter of intent, and in doing so, also explain some of the procedures that are being used in the Free Conference Committee that's dealing with the health boards under sunset. The letter of intent deals with a piece of legislation, Senate Bill 261, which has passed the Senate, is currently in the House. Section 18 of that bill, I don't have the exact language in front of me, but Section 18 of that and the bill, Senate Bill 261, makes amendments to the section of Title VIII that regulates the activities and sets out the duties of the Physical Therapy Board. Section 18 of the bill says, however, that the act doesn't apply to the present board, which is not the intent of that section. The intent is that the provision for continuation of terms would not apply to the present board members until the terms which are now serving expire, so that it wouldn't be necessary in the case of any member that may be in their third term to be removed from the board, but they would not be eligible for another term after two under the provisions of that act. And there will have to be an amendment made to that bill in the House. To clarify that and to make sure that both houses of the legislature are in agreement in that section, did ask the Free Conference Committee to come out with this letter of intent. Mr. Speaker, in all these extensions that we've had up today, in every case there has been an amendment, a bill amending Title VIII in the specific area that the Sunset Extension Bill deals with. Adopted by the Senate and sent to the House, now in Committee of the House, making the changes in the Practice Acts that pretty well parallel, at least in the cases of those boards being extended, parallel the provisions adopted by the House last year and set into conference. Mr. Speaker, that procedure was adopted to expedite the action on the legislation. The actual sunset date of these boards was last year, and they're in their wind-down phase. That's not to say that all the boards and the amendments in the law that are under consideration by this session of the legislature dealing with the health boards that were sunset last year will necessarily follow this same process, but did seem a reasonable one to apply to those boards where the positions between the two bodies were very similar. And I would ask the House to adopt the motion made by the Majority Leader to clarify the intent in Senate Bill 261, which deals with the Physical Therapy Board.
Is there debate? Question for the House is the adoption of the letter of intent for Senate Bill 261. Members may,
Mr. Speaker,
Representative Brown.
It's on 248, but the letter of intent refers to matters that will be in Senate Bill 261.
The letter of intent is on Senate Bill 248. Members may proceed to vote. Does any member fail to vote? Clerk may lock the roll. Do any members wish to change their votes? Clerk may take final roll.
34 yeas, no nays.
Letter of intent has been adopted. Representative Brown.
Mr. Speaker, I move we rescind our action in adopting the Free Conference Committee report for Senate Bill number 245.
There is objection. Motion before the body is motion to rescind our action in adopting the Free Conference Committee report on Senate Bill 245. Clerk, please read the bill by title.
Free Conference Committee substitute for Senate Bill 245, continuation of regulatory boards and continuing existence, Board of Dispensing Opticians, effective date.
Question for the House, the motion to rescind our action adopting the Free Conference Committee report on Senate Bill 245. Members may proceed to vote. Has any member failed to vote? Clerk may lock the roll. Do any members wish to change their votes? Representative McKinnon? There are other members. Clerk may take final roll.
16 yeas, 19 nays.
The motion to rescind has failed. There are other items of unfinished business to come before the House. Representative Anderson.
Mr. Speaker, there is a free conference committee report on Senate Bill 88 having to do with truant children. I've been asked to bring it up at this time, so I move that the House adopt free conference committee substitute for Senate Bill 88.
Will the clerk please read the bill by title?
Free Conference Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 88 relating to truant children and providing for an effective date.
Representative Brown? House, please stand at ease. Order. Question for the House, the motion to adopt the Free Conference Committee report on Senate Bill 88. Representative Randolph.
Yes, Mr. Speaker. I can't believe this thing. If I read it correctly, it means if a child is habitually tardy from school can be put in an institution of some kind almost indefinitely until they're 19 years old. Is that the intent of the bill?
Representative Eliason?
Mr. Speaker, might be your interpretation, but it's the intent, I suspect, is a letter here from Bill Barrier. In simple terms, this bill adds language making habitual truancy a ground upon which the juvenile court may exercise jurisdiction over a child. Section 2 and 3 limit the extent of sanctions the court may impose. Under Section 2, AS 47.10.080(c)(1) is amended so that habitual truancy is not sufficient cause to remove a child from the home. And under Section 3, AS 47.10.080(c)(3) is amended so that habitual truancy is not sufficient cause for termination of parental rights. The court may require supervision of the child by the Department of Health and Social Services or release the child to his parents if the court finds the parents can adequately care for the child without the department supervision. So I guess to summarize this, Mr. Speaker, is that no, we're not going to put them in jail. No, we're not going to take them away from their parents. They might take them to court and maybe scare them, but that's as far as the court can go.
Representative Parr?
Mr. Speaker, do I understand Mr. Lassen properly? Kid plays